that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard to welcome you here this morning. Got our coffee, got our Bibles, and we're here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, because he is here with us, because we gather in his name, and his word says where two or more gather in his name, he is there also. And so we say welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Jesus Christ. Pull up a chair and join us, O Lord. And we welcome you, the remnant, this Saturday morning, December 14th, 2013. If you hear this message at any other time, just stay tuned. You just never know what you're going to hear and what direction we're going to go on Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Well, Kyle, if you'll open us up in prayer, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll talk about some current events and what's going on today. And
sure.
We'll go from there.
Well, God, my Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning humbly, Lord, and thankfully, Lord, that we can gather in the blessed holy name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to be with us today, watch over us, guide and direct us, our doings and our minds, Lord, and our words this morning on the air. Let it be, well, let it be a good-smelling word to you, Lord. We ask for you to put in our hearts, soften our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, because we know through the trials of life, through the things we see in this world, though, Lord, that our heart tends to get hard sometimes. We ask for no bitterness to set in. Let us be angry and sin not as we see the world order all around us. We ask for you to be with the remnant out there, Lord. All those that are yours, to guide and direct them, to keep them. Lord, we need kept. We need that great shepherd, Jesus Christ, to watch over us and all of his angels. Lord, again, we ask that you just put a hedge of protection around all of us and our wives and our children. Lord, they tend to stray. We ask for you to keep them. Keep them next to their head, next to you. We humbly ask this. And again, we ask for your Holy Spirit guidance this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I'd like to start out with a praise report. Is that all right with you, John?
Yeah.
I know it is. I know it is, brother. Got a text from Chris this morning. You know, his son, I think 16 or 17-year-old son Grayson, is got his four teeth all busted out, cracked, broke, in a ball game last week. And we put it out on the prayer chain. And he said, Grayson went from an x-ray showing two clearly clean breaks in teeth below the gum line and two cracked to the point that the dentist wanted to remove all four. That's how the initial report was. Two, at the last x-ray, one was cracked, no sign of the clean breaks that were so visible on Tuesday. Praise the Lord. He said the dentist Tuesday and Wednesday said no more ball. The dentist Thursday said he didn't see a problem why he couldn't play, just wear a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Remnant, for praying for Grayson. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing us even today that it doesn't matter what we see, what can be so clearly evident, as Chris said in his praise report. See it right there? It's broke. It's cracked. Well, let's take it to you. And when we do, you never cease to amaze us, Lord. We know that you look after your sheep, and you honor those that honor you. And we thank you, Lord. We amplify, we lift this praise offering up to you, and we say, thank you. Let us be, Lord, like the one that was healed, not the nine that went their way and credited it to whatever, but let us be like the one that came back, Lord, as Chris is, as Grayson is, as we amplify this to you, Lord. Let us be as the one that says, thank you, and that recognizes that the healing comes from Jesus Christ, and this healing came from you. And Lord, Chris has got a stepson, Isaac. He's having some breathing problems, Father. And we lift Isaac up to you, Lord, for your health and healing to be upon him. Father, let him see, draw him to you as well. Let him see that it's you that gives health. And let him trust in you. Let this boy, Father, honor his parents. Let him be, as Kyle said, let him have a soft heart. Let him not have a root of bitterness. We know these children have been through a lot, Father, but not too much. Not too much for them, Lord, for you're there and you strengthen them. And so we pray, Father, for this family, especially for this boy having the breathing problems, that your grace and mercy would be upon him, your health and healing. Lord, let there be peace and health in this family. And we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, while we're praying, pray a little antithesis prayer too. Heavenly Father, we do come before you and we lift up this Freedom from Religion Foundation, and we pray the opposite, Lord. We pray that you'd smash their teeth out.
Yes.
Lord, we come against this damnable, demonic forces of hell that have come against your people and come against anything to do with Christianity or symbols of God, anything, Lord. They come against them and they make a mockery of it, Lord, and it makes you furious as you look into what they're doing. And Lord, we just ask for your intercession, Lord. We ask that you would bind them, Lord, from having any effect on your people. We know that they have no power but the power that you give them, Lord, and it is your will. And this is that great apostasy, that great falling away that your word tells us about, and if this is what your plan is, then so be it. But Lord, I just pray that none of your people, none of the saints, would be sucked into these lies. Just pray a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around all those that love you, belong to you, Lord, that they would pass these tests.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, we say good morning. We'll open up the phone lines a little early today, 307-745-5913. If you're joining us, if you want to give a call in, and if you have anything to share. And, boy, lately the phones have, and the late programs have just been ringing off the hook. You get one ring and then it looks like the Christmas tree all lit up over there. But anyway, we are coming to you live. Plenty going on. Keep the people down in Colorado in your prayers. Had another school shooting Friday afternoon yesterday down just south of Denver in the Denver metro area. And don't know all the details. Saw a few things on the news, but it's...
One kid going for a teacher.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You know, I think it's like in as a diabetic that just gets worse and worse. And you know, they have to take the toes off and then the feet and then the legs and... Or it's what they do. You know, when you see those things happening, you know there's something rotten to the core. And if all you do is cut the fingers and the toes off, it doesn't do anything to heal the problem. And these school shootings, I think, just show, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there are many problems in society today, in the school system today. And but the people are just fools. They just keep on. You know, like you said, John, the freedom from religion. Who needs Christ in Christmas? Do you have to believe in God to be good? And all the stupid, foolish things that they put out.
I think give them what they want: freedom from religion and hell.
Well, they're gonna have it. Well, the phone's ringing already. Let's go to it. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
This isn't soda time?
No, it's not soda time. Good morning,
morning,
Chris.
Brothers. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Chris. So good to hear about Grayson.
Yeah. I mean, to go from the dentist saying he shouldn't play because if he got hit in the mouth, it'd be really bad, to the last one saying, I don't see why he can't play. Just put a mouthpiece in him.
Yeah.
So I was praying this morning, and I saw something. And I was reading, and I think it might be that we need to change the way we pray in a couple of areas. The reason they wanted to put a mixed-race bastard in the White House is because the curses that apply to us in God's Word don't apply to him. They may in turn be even blessings for him. So,
God.
You know, I haven't found the scriptures yet. I wanted to put it out there to see if any of the saints out there might know the kind of prayers that were prayed against the real Antichrist, the bastards, the Amalekites, the Jebusites, and all of those that we might be able to use and pray against a lot of these people that are now over us. And on top of that, not only are they not cursed because they are of another... They're another people. They're not ours like we are. Our people are cursed when they follow them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Psalms 83 applies it. Those who hate you have exalted themselves. They make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together. And it goes on, deal with them as Midian. As Midian, wipe them out. You know, make them like dung on the ground. And that is the way we should be praying for them. You know, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation. And we were once exalted as a nation. But sin is a disgrace to any people. And we are no longer exalted. We are a disgrace in the sight, in the eyes of God. Because of our sin. And I think you are on, at least on that part, Chris, that, you know, the curses to us are blessings to them. And blessings to us are curses to them. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. How many millions has he made in the White House by having someone else write books for him? And the Clintons, you know, how do you, I heard someone say yesterday, how do you get a job that pays around $100,000 a year for 10 years, and then you retire with tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars in wealth.
Oh, yeah. I've seen even the Obamas. You know, when they went in, they had a net worth of about, I think I'd seen $14 million, something like that, $16 million. And it's like 600 and something million now. Oh, absolutely. It's,
yeah,
it's as corrupt as it can be. But that's all they get. You know, that's all they get.
That's their reward.
They get a true reward.
Yeah, we're passing through to a better place. They're passing through to a way worse place.
Right. So, but yeah, that's something that we do have to realize is that, you know, it's one thing if you have a David that's over you, that's a king, and that you are to pray for him and you are to ask for God's blessings on him and his administration and those type things. But I think that, you know, when it's so evident, you know, the ungodly, how the ungodly rule, I think the, you know, most of the Book of Lamentations is like that, you know, crying out to God because of the ungodliness in the land.
Well, that's what made it so hard to get this bastard in the White House.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah.
As a people, we deserved him.
Oh, absolutely.
We deserved him.
But it's kind of the Hegelian dialectics, too. Look, think about it this way. When you have someone in the White House that's white and black, then what are you doing? And initially, you're appealing to both those people. You know, they control both sides of the argument. Therefore, they control the synthesis, the answer, you know?
Yeah.
You've been listening to Pastor's tapes again, John?
No, I didn't know. Did he speak about that Hegelian dialectic? Well, that's what I found last week, but it makes a whole lot of sense. They control the House and the Senate, and they go four steps forward to the direction they want to go, come back two, and everybody's happy, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you guys be blessed. Thanks. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
And the phone's still ringing. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, brothers. Tom from Missouri.
Good morning, Tom.
Howdy. Just enjoying a beautiful morning. We got some nice, pretty snow out there this morning. I was out there cleaning it off and lost track of time. But I did get in just now. I just really think it's awesome, the time we live in, to watch these fuzzy-headed tears stand up tall, and they're proud in it, and they're proud in their debauchery and their sin and all that, and it just, I don't know, it encourages me to see them stand up taller and taller.
Yep.
And to see the remnant bowing, you know, see more people finding the truth and getting the truth. I just want to praise God this morning for that, and pray that you brothers have a blessed weekend. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
It is.
The good news is you don't have to guess anymore. They're making it so obvious it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Well, what's obvious to some isn't so obvious to others. You know, you sent me that text while I was gone, John, and said, you know, enjoy your time because Babylon's fallen and it's falling quick or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm going around and I'm listening to people's conversation and talking to a few people. Not only do they not know Babylon is falling, they have no idea they're in Babylon. I mean, I'm serious. They have no idea that they're in bondage. They have no idea that this isn't where the Spirit of the Lord is. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you stand in lines at the airport. You know, and I know some people, they refuse to do that, and I don't blame them. You know,
and the football games,
and wherever you're at, you with people that you don't regularly be with, you know, because they're not on Scriptures for America, or they're not living next door to you, or whatever, and they hear the garbage on the radio and on the TV for 5 minutes, and they believe it. And then they go on and they eat and they drink and they rise up to play, and that is their life. And
yeah.
You know, and I know the remnant is waking up. It is. Well, for one, I know it because it's prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, read Romans 11 and, right. and Romans 9. I mean, it's prophesied.
Right. So, but it is the remnant and not the masses.
It is.
You know, it's the remnant and not the masses.
And then doing the shows and the scriptural insight on the centurion man. And I think it's in Luke 7 where the elders there went to Christ for him. And they said to him, they said to Jesus, and they're talking about the centurion man, who, by the way, had the greatest faith, at that time at least, in all of Israel. I'm not saying he had greater faith than Abraham or greater faith than Moses. I'm saying at that time, Jesus had said he had not seen such great faith in all Israel. Mm-hmm. But they said to him that he is a worthy man. Of course, he said he wasn't. But the thing that really sticks out now is they said to him, and he loves our nation. That's part of it. You know, that's part of, you know, all these so-called Christians, they want to have faith. Mm-hmm. They act like they do have faith, and I think they even believe they do have faith. Their works doesn't show it, but if you want great faith, you've got to love your nation. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the biggest things that set Pastor Peters aside from many other people that preach the Word of God. They really don't care about their nation.
Right.
All these Democrats and Republicans and all these people that act like they care about their nation, because they see the degrading of morals and degrading of anything good, mm-hmm. and they don't lift a finger to stop it, do they really care about our nation? Absolutely not. They don't care about our nation at all. They care about the world order. They care about the absolute opposite of Jesus Christ.
Amen. They do.
Yeah, what's a good example is really if you point blank tell people, you know, we're living in this matrix basically. You want to keep taking the red pills or do you want to take the blue pill and see the truth, you know? And some of them don't want to see the truth.
No.
They don't want to know that we're in Babylon and that this thing's coming down. They want to know that everything's warm and fuzzy. Don't leave me alone, you know?
Right. They don't want to think.
They don't want to think. Right. Well,
remember, you know, the wicked will remain living wickedly, yep. and the yep. righteous will remain living righteously. And
yep.
Today's December 14th, and you've heard us encourage you before. If you don't get to read the Bible a lot, you know, you can always fall back to the basics. Open Proverbs, read the proverb of the day, right? I did that this morning. It was the only... anyway, grab that this morning. And you know, it's in there. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. In verse 15, it says, the naive believes everything. And I couldn't help but think that when you said that, Kyle. You're right. It's not like, you know, if we may watch TV and get that 5 minutes of garbage, but we've got hopefully time of truth and you know, as long as we've been a Christian, we've heard the truth preached and that type thing. And so that 5 minutes of garbage, you know, doesn't carry the weight that it does with the masses.
Right.
Because that's all they get is the garbage. That's all they hear. That's all they believe. They're naive. They believe all that. John 8 says, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you're not to believe everything.
The thing we got to remember is spiritual warfare. And God's given us those weapons to combat these Antichrist forces of hell, and there's still secrets that we need to, you know, that'll be revealed in the last days. Knowledge will increase. So I think we just keep looking, and I know Jason's working on a real strong imprecatory prayer for the first of the year, based on some new discoveries. So,
amen.
Yeah, those things are for the Gideon elite.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, which, other than this ministry, you guys know any Gideon elites, you know, but for the masses and for a lot of the remnant that's just, you know, not even babes yet, haven't even been born yet. I mean, we still got to keep putting out the milk. You know, this. I mean, you can't have a spiritual battle if you don't even have the spirit. You know, I mean, you lose from the get go. You know, I mean, you're. I was in the worst of both. You know, you've heard, oh, I've got the best of both worlds. I was in the worst of both worlds. Yeah. I knew I wasn't saved, but yet, you know, I didn't want to run with the world. I didn't want to go with the world. I mean, so, and there's a lot of people out there that are like that.
Yeah.
They don't want to be part of the world, but yet they don't even know how to be saved. You know, I mean, I knew how to be saved. I just didn't know who could do it. You know, I mean, I didn't, you know, and so finally when I prayed that God would lead me to where I needed to be saved, you know, all of a sudden Pastor Peters is in my life. But, yep. But.
And, you know, that's how that works. See, that's the way of God.
That is the way of God.
And, yeah. And you know, oh, that we could just get that message out to the people that, you know, in Matthew 7 says that, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Yeah. But our people don't ask. They don't seek. They don't knock. You know, if they make it to the door, they sit down and take a break. They don't, or they stand there. They don't knock. And that's the thing, because there's so much other stuff going on. You know,
yeah.
We talked earlier this week about the Horace Greeley quote, that you cannot enslave a Bible-reading people. Well, you can quote the same thing. It says you can enslave. The hidden message in that is you can enslave a non-Bible reading people. And they're not talking about the Zulus. And they're not talking about the Chinese. And, you know, they're not, that's not who that's addressed to. That's addressed to you and me, to the goyim, as they call us, because they look at us as cattle, the Antichrist do. And we are presently enslaved as a people, and the people don't know it. Because they don't read their Bible. It's as simple as that. It's not that you got to listen to every podcast we put out. Get a Bible, a King James. Get a new King James if you have to. Get a New American Standard. Get an Amplified. Get a valid translation of the Bible and read it. You know? And as John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It's a start. It's a start. You know, read the word. Read the word. That's, you know, oh, it sounds so simple. No, we've got to have a Constitution Convention. And people don't even understand what that is. I don't understand what all that is. But you hear them, oh, we got to have a Constitution. The states have got to get together. No, we've got to.
Repent.
Amen.
2 Chronicles 7:14 or bust. That's what I start telling people. They're like, what do you mean?
Amen.
And then you tell them what 2 Chronicles 7:14 is, and they're, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the phone number, 307-745-5913.
I kind of got into it with one of the younger men that I work with. I guess it was yesterday, and he was just telling me how, you know, well, you're fire and brimstone. Everything you've talked about is, you know, black or white, cold, and I'm kind of in the middle. And I go, well, see, you just admitted it, you know. What does the Bible say? Oh, that you were hot or cold, but because, he goes, yeah, I know, but, you know, I feel like I have to go to people in love and all that. And I said, well, what if your time is short and you don't do what Ezekiel 3:17-19 says, to warn someone who's living wickedly to turn from their wicked ways, or their blood's on you, you know? And if you do, then their blood's on them. And he's like, yeah, I never really thought of that. And,
yeah.
And I said, there's not everybody going to make it into the kingdom. Get it through your head. There's those that have eyes to see, and those that have ears to hear, and those that don't. And I think I kind of rattled his brain a little bit. So.
Well, good. You know, the people will say that, like you said, John, that, oh, well, I have to go to people in love. Well, where do you get that from? You know, and even the false Baal priests, they'll go back to Jesus, because Jesus loved. God so loved the world, and Jesus loved, and they did. But let's take all of what they did. You know, when Christ, he did. He ate with sinners. You know, the doctor didn't come for those that were well. He came for those that were sick. You know, he came to the sinners. He absolutely did. But what did he tell them, like when he healed them? Go and sin no more. When he told the woman at the, he's drawing in the sand, you know, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. You know, and he did. He was that watchman on the wall and you know, and told them they can't, they're not supposed to do that anymore. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Cal.
Here.
Morning, Cal. Let me pour you a cup. We got a new fresh pot of coffee on here.
In fact, I was just finishing off my Pete's Costa Rican blend.
All right. Well, this isn't Costa Rican blend. This is Ranch Wrangler coffee here.
Oh, yeah, real strong stuff. Good.
Melts your spoon when you put it in there. Just right.
Yeah, I want to bring up what expand on what you were saying about reading the Word of God. I make it a practice and have for years. In my prayer time, I read the scriptures, Proverbs first, then the Psalms, which mostly are praise.
Yes.
And then I wind up in the New Testament somewhere. I have just finished Corinthians. But the reason for that is I pray before I start to read. I take that in like King David as my necessary food. Folks, you can't have your soul and your spirit fed without reading the Word. It's the bread of life.
Amen.
It's everything that comes out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And boy, I'll tell you, if you just do that, there's no wonder there's power there. And then as my side note on the different folks that are going around giving us a problem in this great land of ours, who we, by our forefathers, and including up to us now, have, by our sins, left these evildoers come in. Remember the Jews, who say they're Jews, but they're actually Edomite, have said that war is their harvest. And just remember, when you scratch around and anybody's against Christ, Jesus Christ, you can bet it's one of those. They hate that name like they can't hate anything else. And I was watching All Roads Lead to Rome. And folks, the testimony out of that group of people, just remember, the only people on earth that wear skull caps are the so-called Jews and the Catholic, Roman Catholics. Now, isn't that an interesting coincidence? So you better come out of her, because that is the harlot of Babylon. No doubt about
it. Amen, brother.
And I think you guys are really doing a great job. I sure appreciate that. By the way, can I get a copy of what Jason was talking with Dr. Dan about last night? Or sure. Is there any copies made of that?
You mean just a CD of the broadcast?
Yeah.
Sure, I think we can do that.
Okay, I just was wondering if they recorded that.
Everything gets recorded.
We try to record it all.
That way you can see how many boo-boos, and you said, I wish I'd paid more attention to English.
That's right.
Me too.
That's not our strong point, Kelvin.
God bless you, man.
Thank you, Cal. We'll get that CD out to you.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, as Cal said, you know, they do. The enemies of God, the enemies of Christ, hate the name Jesus Christ. But, you know, the Jews don't have a problem with the Yahushi-Wushi name.
Yeah, isn't that something?
How about
shouldn't that wake somebody up?
Wouldn't you think? Hello? Hello, McFly? You ever think about that? Holy roller, holy namers out there? Why the enemies of God have no problem with that fake Yahushi-Wushi name? I don't know. I'm not even going to say it. They don't have a problem with that. They use it.
Well, it's like Cal, and what you were saying, Richard, you know, talking about reading the Bible, Jesus, you know, and this goes back to what John was saying, that guy was, you know, his workmate was saying to him, is Jesus is the one that said, woe unto you who are full. You know, I mean, that is love. I mean, if you can help, the Word of God spells it out, if you can help save a soul from death. Now, the only way you can help save a soul from death is tell the guy, hey, you're dying. Mm-hmm. You know? That is love. And love like that hides a multitude of sins. I mean, you can't just go to everybody and say, I know you're doing the best you can, buddy. I know you're doing the best.
Now, there may be a time for that. But that can't be the carte blanche for everybody.
The same guy that said, you know, for us to hunger and thirst after righteousness says, woe unto you that are full. And so many people, well, I don't have time to read the Bible like you do. I don't work for a ministry or you know, I got a job that, you know. No, what you're saying is you're full because you have time for many other things that you shouldn't have time for.
Yeah.
But you're full, and, you know, you'll think someday, well, I'll get hungry later, or, you know, I'll do what I'm supposed to do later. Well, later might be today for you. I mean,
It might be it.
It might be it, yeah.
Amen.
So you got to warn. I mean, that's just part of love.
It is. It is.
I was doing some research this week, and you start looking into Deuteronomy and Judges when God basically told the Israelites to wipe the Canaanites out, you know? And as you're looking on the internet for things like that, it almost makes you sick to see that these so-called scholars and pastors and all that, they can't accept that a God of love could do such a thing, you know, and then they try to water it down. And I mean, it's like, no, they were the enemies of God. And, you know, he knew that their wicked ways would pervert the Israelites. And that's why, you know, he told us to wipe them out.
Right.
And the, you know, we're in the predicament we're in now is because we didn't listen.
That's right. And you know, John, why you see all that from all the scholars and the biblical think tanks and all that on the internet is because they're all Canaanites and Esau and Edomites and all that. Because
yep.
they've come in.
They don't
and,
want to teach it. Oh, no, we don't
that's
want
That's right.
That.
They've come in and infiltrated. And so now, you know, if you do, that's that Judeo-Christian ethic. Judaism denying Christ, Christianity based on Christ. You bring them together. And it's just junk. It's foolishness. And, you know, the foxes guarding the hen house is where it's at. And that's why you see, and I know you know that, I'm just trying to get it out to the remnant there, is that's why. Read the Word. See what the Word says. Turn over to Psalms 139. I think it's 139. Let me see. I don't have it on my computer. I got to do it in my Bible here.
Well, if you notice, what was one of the greatest enemies that the Israelites faced? The Philistine army, right?
Yeah.
And stay tuned tomorrow, and it's still one of the greatest armies that the Israelites faced.
Yeah.
It what is. Was their god? They had one main god that they worshipped. That was Dagon. But what did the Ark of the Covenant do to Dagon? Caused it to fall. And the second time, caused it to break into pieces. We just got to remember how much power our God has. And he has, you know, through prayer and faith. It's faith is the whole key to everything. I mean, if we could get that faith of a mustard seed, then we wouldn't be worried about anything, you know?
Right. Got a Psalms for your buddy that just goes to everybody in love, you know, and it is Psalms 139, starting in verse 19. And it says, oh, that you, meaning God, would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed. And, you know, that's a warning that he's praying. He's saying, you men of bloodshed that have surrounded me, leave. Depart from me. And you know, we need to pray that because we have bloodshed throughout this land. For they speak against you, God, wickedly. And your enemies take your name in vain. Is that not today? And who are his enemies? It's those that take his name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. And then what does David pray? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful ways in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. For him to say, I hate them that hate you, that was not a hurtful way in him. That was righteousness in David when he prayed that. It was love. Love and fear for God. You know, if you love your nation as you should, if you love your family, if you love your neighbor as yourself, which takes care of just about everything, then you'll hate those that would wish harm upon your neighbor. You will hate those that wish harm and are destroying your nation. That's the way I see it anyway. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
You know, Richard, this is a brother to Darth Vader that breathes in the phone all the time again. Hey, to expand on the few words I was saying before about the Esau Edomites who call themselves Jews and are not, Psalm 147, starting verse 19. God declares his words to Israel, to Jacob Israel, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt with any other nation. As for his ordinances, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. So folks, you listening to this, there is one people that are called his people. And it is not those who call themselves a chosen race. They're liars. It's Jacob Israel. And that's who we are. Those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his testimony about the Father. And I'll say again, good morning, men.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Cal. Well, 307-745-5913. Still got a few minutes left here on the program.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Freedom from Religion natural nativity scene that they put up in the Wisconsin Capitol. And it says, at this season of the winter solstice, may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There's only a natural world. Religion is but a myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds. And then it says, the world's need. So many gods. So many creeds, so many paths that wind and wind, when just the art of being kind is all this sad world needs, and keep state and church separate. And then you look at this display that they've done as a nativity scene, and they got a Mary that's pretty much naked, except for covering her private parts, with proclaiming it's a girl. With the baby girl, and then heathens greetings, and then all these other antichrist atheists all around it, standing around it, Statue of Liberty, which they're right about that. And but then they put up a sign, thou shalt not steal. Oh, really? There's no religion, and there's no Ten Commandments, but let's put up a sign, thou shalt not steal.
Well, the truth says in Psalms 14:1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Versus the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Well, just what you were saying earlier about how do you take this country by capture them? You know, you take God and the Bible out of it. You know,
yeah. Yep.
And that's what their job is.
Right. Yeah. You'll every now and then when we drive to Branson, driving across interstate, there's a couple of farms, households anyway, homesteads, whatever you call it, and a couple people have painted scripture verses on their barns. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one you drive by, and I remember on the left, you see a big billboard, and it's I think it's that verse that says, you know, that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, or something like that, a disgrace. And it's right in front of some filthy adult store, you know. And my hat's off to whoever it is that put that billboard up, because they put it up right there in the face of, you know, where that sin abides. And that'd be a good billboard right next to that Wisconsin state capitol. We might have to call some people in Wisconsin, send them a sign that's Psalms 14:1,
yeah,
and start doing that, and get that upright, you know, to just, it's like the days of Elijah, choose you this day, you know, if God is God, serve him, if freedom from religion is your God, and you don't think you have a God, then go that way, and we'll see how it turns out.
Well, the funny thing was the Founding Fathers, the idea of separation of church and state was to keep the government out of the church, not the church out of the government.
Right. Well, see, it's like those Canaanites that the Bible says we should have wiped out long ago, but we didn't. And so now they're running the show. They're the ones that are teaching the Bible, that are saying, oh, no, you see, you don't understand what they meant when they said that. Yeah. That was for then. This is for now. And it's those same people that are, you know, interpreting the Constitution and hiding and doing away with the original writings of the Founding Fathers, who were Christian. And, you know, again, it's the fox, it's the wolf guarding the hen house.
It is. And you go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and then you tie in with what Calvin was talking about. You know, when Jacob finally, after 20 years of serving Laban, after 20 years, you know, 7 years to get Rachel, and then he didn't get her, he got Leah. Another 7 years to get Rachel. And then he stayed on another 6 years working for Laban. You know, when he finally left, what did he take for his sheep? He took all the spotted ones, all the striped ones. He left Laban, he left his father-in-law, all the white ones. You know, he took black ones and striped ones and spotted ones, and they became stronger. You know, and it all goes back to sin. You know, if you want to know the difference between a true Israelite and a phony Israelite, read Galatians 5 and 6 and Ephesians 5. I mean, you find out it has to do with somebody saying, I'm not this holier-than-thou person. I need God to grant me repentance. You know,
yep.
And I need this to happen. And you know, I am nothing, basically.
Yep.
I am unworthy. You know, like you said, John, it all goes back to faith. These things are things that are faithful things. And the sheep that came out with Jacob, Jacob, this was on the same road. He's taken all these sheep. This is on the same road that he wrestled with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and his name was changed to Israel. You know, and I look at the sheep that he left with Laban. You know, and it says Jacob's sheep became way stronger than Laban's, you know, and it, partly the way he was doing it. But but I look at that to where the phony Jews, the ones who say they're Jews and are not, you know, I mean, do they ever repent? No. And if they do, they can't find it. Just like Esau, you know, I mean, he did repent. But, I mean, this whole story goes back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We have to repent, you know. We
yep.
have to keep putting the word out to our nation of people.
Yes.
Repent, people. I mean, it sounds silly at times. You know, you don't have anything greater than that to tell me? And it's like, well, until you do that, there's nothing else to be said. I mean,
until you do that, you're not going to understand anything greater.
You're not.
Yeah. You're going to be blinded to it, you know. Well, let's go back
back to proper baptism,
yeah.
too, you know.
Absolutely.
Talk to people who've been immersed and who their church is immersed, and I'm like, well, yeah, but is it for repentance? I mean, is it for the remission of sins? Are they baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ, you know?
Right.
Well, no, not
yeah.
really.
Yeah,
but what difference does it make?
Yeah, it's when they're 12, when they're 12 years old and it's just to join the church or to, you know, well, they're...
Yeah, outward sign.
An outward sign, yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling from Arkansas. I'm listening to your show from the 14th, so I'm off a few days, but I wanted to share some sermons that I stumbled across with you. And maybe anybody that would want to listen, could I do that over the radio here?
No, you can't. Don't have time.
Okay.
We've only got about 10 minutes left, so it's not really time for a sermon, but we are live on the radio this morning. And
well, I was going to give them a web page so they could look up some archived sermons, though.
Yeah, I'd rather you not give your web address out. We'll give ours. It's
okay.
scriptures4america.org, and we have all of our broadcasts are archived there, as well as at our network website, sfawbn.com.
Okay, well, y'all have a good morning.
All right, you too. Thank you. Well, Chris sent me a text, and his son Isaac is going in the hospital. His oxygen's down to about 84%, and got a couple spots on his lungs. And so, John, would you offer up another prayer for Isaac there in North Carolina?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do come before you, and we lift up Isaac, Lord, and we claim the healing power of Jesus Christ to flow into him now, even as we speak, Lord. And we come against the spirit of infirmity, this pneumonia or these spots in the lungs, whatever they are, Lord, and we just bind them and call on you, the chief physician,
yes,
to just cleanse him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him, and Lord, we know you not only bore our sins on that cross, but our diseases and our infirmities, and we're coming in agreement in accordance with your word, Lord, just claiming that healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, got a few minutes left, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in. Been trying to play a little bit of Mike Platje songs. We have both of his CDs, the Bow Down CD and the I Felt Your Love CD. We have them on special, both of them available for a $20 donation, and I like them. Got a song here that we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, and I sure like hearing it from Mike. Hope you enjoy it. And again, these CDs are available. This is from the I Felt Your Love CD. Be back right after this.
People are asking questions about what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness has drawn its line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, pray in the name of Jesus. Now listen. It ain't flesh and blood, righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father, in the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Said the gates of hell cannot stand when we come walking through in the name of Jesus. Jesus, pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray. We'll be right back.
better to do everything in the name of Jesus. Whether we're telling people about the word or reproving, rebuking, in love, but in the name of Jesus. Absolutely. And again, those are Mike Platt JCDs. We've got both of them. And you're if you're traveling, you're better off having that playing on the radio or the CD player in your truck or car than you are listening to any radio station you're going to hear. I can guarantee you that. Well, men, we're down to just a few minutes. Before we run out of time, we do want to invite you to church tomorrow. Come to church with us at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. Just come to either right where you're at now, this frequency, this where you're at on the Internet, where you're at on the shortwave, on the KU band satellite for the audio. If you want to see what we're doing at church tomorrow, go to the website, scripturesforamerica.org. Click on the live video stream starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow morning and join us for the church. And we've got time for another phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, Richard. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing? This is Willis over in Southern Illinois.
Good morning, Willis.
I know you,
Willis.
I know you just got a couple minutes left, but I wanted to just say that I appreciated the last half hour of last week's show. I was able to hear with all the lies and deceit going on about Mandela. It was a joy to hear some truth about it. And also, quick comment on this morning's show. Reception's great, and I appreciate that. But also, you know, the imprecatory prayer, we need to all remember, along with that Thanksgiving message, that God inhabits the praises of his people, I believe, is what it says in the Word. And I think the more we praise him, along with the imprecatory prayer, that we're going to be seeing results.
Amen.
And that was my comment on this morning's show. I hope you guys have a great weekend and look forward to church tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Willis.
God bless you. Goodbye.
And you.
We do feel results, even, because the closer you get to God, the better results you'll have in your life. Rather, the world might see the same, they might not see a difference in your life. But you'll know, because I know this for a fact, that the further away from God I get, the less I pray, the less imprecatory prayers I pray, the less intercessory prayers I pray, the less I'm into the Word. From the outside, you might not see my life as any different. But from the inside of me, my life is way different. I haven't got the confidence. I haven't got the good conscience. I haven't got faith. So even if, let's say, time goes on another 40 years, you know, I see the results every day if I do what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
But when I stop, I see the opposite. Mm-hmm. Not good results, bad results.
Yeah, amen. I can understand that. Well, guys, time to go. We thank you for joining us. This has been a Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network broadcast, and they are archived at the websites, scripturesforamerica.org, and also our network website, sfawbn.com, and the complete broadcasting schedule can be found there. Well, thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoy the song we're going out with, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, they hide.
Ride them out,
stay high.
moving, though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide.